He gave a small, gurgling cry and fell to the floor in a limp heap. The bow dropped from Dingai's trembling paws.
Oh, Lochwa, you've torn your thick hitchet.
Thura let go of the string, and the bow clattered to the floor.
I never done nothing smart, Stout. It was you.
Ah, Stout, a gab. It was both of us then. There. Does that make you feel any better?
No. Do you think he's dead?
Well, he don't look very lively lying there with an arrow through his gizzard, does he? I expect that one's deader than last autumn's leaves.
Thura found the remnant of a scone and began munching it anxiously as he watched the still form of Brother Hal.
Ooh. What are we going to do, Mucker?
Dingai picked up the bow and tried to snap it angrily. The strong wood withstood his puny efforts, so he flung the bow away. It landed close to Brother Hal.
Stupid fool. Couldn't he see we was only having a bit of sport? Why did he come downstairs like that? I tell you, Mucker, the best thing we can do is get well clear of this red old place. It's bad luck anyway. No one's about yet, so we can be gone afore they're up and about. Grab what you can and follow me.
Thura was casting about. He found more scones, a pot of honey, and a dish of nuts. Dingai's urgent hiss made him look up.
By the claw of hellfire and dark night, look at this!
Thura's eyes went wide as he saw his companion hold up the sword.
Wow! What a sword! Even Farago ain't got one like that.
Dingai was too elated to chide him for using the assassin's name. He waved the great sword aloft.
This is treasure, riches, I tell you. There ain't another weapon like this in nowhere.
In a very short time, dawn light was beginning to streak the eastern sky. The two stoats sneaked from the abbey and let themselves out by a small wicker gate set in the south wall. Then they dashed across the open sward and vanished into the fastnesses of Mossflower Woods. Unfortunately, Samkin was awake by the first light of day. He could not remain in bed with the thought of the previous evening's events. He had to see the sword again to reassure himself he had not been dreaming. Arula was still snoring as he tip-pawed from the dormitory and made his way downstairs. Samkin was in such a hurry that he stumbled over Brother Hal's body and fell. With a cry of horror, he rolled over and leapt to his feet, only to trip and fall again. The bowstring had become tangled in his footpaws. He extricated himself and stood up, holding the bow. Friar Bellows was up at his usual time to start preparing breakfast for the abbey dwellers. He came bustling down the stairs and froze to a stop on the bottom step, his plump face a mask of horror. Standing in front of him was Samkin, with a bow in his paws, and close by lay Brother Hal, with an arrow through his throat. The friar sat down on the stairs with a bump, his voice hoarse with disbelief.
Samkin, what have you done?